You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Post this from your PC. I'm so excited.
Why are you excited?
Well, because I didn't pay attention and I didn't realize who was back this segment after
we haven't had her on for so long. In a long time.
Oh, I'm so excited. Tax time is just around the corner, and in case you're not as prepared as you should be, have no fear. Barbara Weltman is here with some 11th hour advice. Barbara's an attorney and the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. She knows her stuff. Barbara, what's the story on the new simplified home office deduction rule?
Great news for so many business owners who work from home, and hello to both of you.
Hello.
It's been such a long while. There's a new simplified way to figure your deduction. Instead of gathering all of your personal home-related records like your utility bills and your alarm monitoring and your pest control, you can use an IRS set rate, which is $3 per square foot $5 per square foot up to 300 square feet of space for a top write-off of $1,500 instead of figuring all those actual costs. So it could save you an awful lot of time, but you still have to obviously qualify for a home office deduction, so many eBay sellers do.
Every year I ask you this because the first year I ask you, which was like about 10 years ago,
right?
I felt so much better and I slept so much better at night because I always file an extension. It's just the way it happens, Barbara. It's my life. What if I can't file on time?
Well, if you can't file in time for any reason, you know, you're going to be away, you don't have your records, your tax preparer is busy, just ask for a filing extension. You don't even sign the form. You don't have to give the IRS a reason. All you have to do is submit the request by April 15th, and that gives you 6 more months to file your 2013 income tax return. And the good news, I think, and to help everybody sleep better, is that there's no evidence that making a filing extension and submitting your return within the extension period increases your audit exposure by any amount. So, rest easy.
Phew. Okay.
But okay. One other thing to say about that, getting a filing extension doesn't give you more time to pay your taxes. So if you expect to owe money on your return, pay as much as you can as possible to minimize or avoid any penalties and interest.
What I do is I send a check in with the extension.
Yeah.
And then I make a deal with I call the IRS and I make a payment plan. That's what happens on the years I can't pay it all at one time. They've never turned me down.
No, getting an installment plan with the IRS is automatic if you owe under a certain amount. The thing to note this year is that the fees for getting an installment arrangement have gone up slightly compared with last year. But you can reduce the fees that you pay if you agree to a debit plan, meaning that they're going to automatically debit your bank account every month. So you'll pay less that way in fees than if you send in a check every month.
That's interesting.
Of course, the other thing to do is you should be putting money aside throughout the year.
I know, and I do, and something always comes up, like my bathroom fell through.
Your what?
In my mobile home, the bathroom floor, remember that?
It fell through?
Yes.
Were you sitting there when that happened?
No, it happened. It just sunk, and I had to have a new bathroom right away. Barbara, get this.
Oh, my God.
Barbara, $14,000 so far, and it's not finished. I didn't even finish it. You know, I mean, it's, you know, so there went, you know, my savings account, first of all. Let's not go into Lee Marable's personal finances. Speaking of which, I have my 1099-K in front of me.
Yeah, I do.
They did not mail it from PayPal. I had to go on PayPal and find tax information and then click on it and then find 2013 and click on that. So what do I need to know about this 1099-K?
Well, the 1099-K is going to be issued if you had more than 200 transactions and totaling more than $20,000 with any financial institution processing payments like PayPal, or if you accept credit cards and debit cards through a bank. So you're going to get the 1099-Ks, and that's going to report the gross amount of your transactions to the IRS. The good news is that you just report your income on your return as you would as if these 1099-Ks didn't exist. You don't have to square them with what you report in any way, because let's face it, what's reported on the 1099-Ks doesn't really reflect your actual income, because with PayPal, for example, the fees that you receive are going to include your shipping and your insurance and the PayPal fees, and also all of that's not taxable to you as income. You only have only what the amount of the item that you sold is the income, or taken into account in figuring your income, less your inventory costs. So don't worry about it. It's the bottom line. I want to point out that the IRS does have a landing page for 1099-Ks, because they do from time to time send out letters to taxpayers asking for explanations, more information, and you shouldn't be frightened if you get a letter like that. Again, there's the 1099-K landing page at the IRS to find out more about the types of letters that get sent and what information they're looking for.
So, and basically, it's just, I mean, if you're being honest and upfront, and you're reporting all of your income, this is really nothing. This is just a record that shows that this. And I mean, it's not a really big deal. You just want to make sure that you're doing your math and everything calculates out to the dollar.
And I'll give you a good example. Would
sure.
be with mine, that's in front of me right now. A lot of this came from registrations for my yearly event in June. Mm-hmm. Some of it came from voiceovers. A few things came from selling something on eBay.
Mm.
They don't differentiate. It's all a certain amount of money, okay? Those registrations, I spend that in Vegas on the event. So that's all going to be deductible. I'm just
exactly.
trying to kind of give an example of what she's talking about here.
You're absolutely right. So bottom line here is that your 1099-K is an interesting piece of information to keep with your tax records, but go ahead and complete your return as if you never got that 1099-K. Just report all the income as you normally would.
And you'll be cool. It's a good thing to look. I'm going to go back and look and make sure they're right, though. Well, you never know.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And so every year before the 1099-Ks came to be, I would do that anyway. I would add up everything that came in from PayPal and everything that went out, the fees, etc. So, you know, it's not that difficult. How about the new Medicare taxes? To whom do they apply?
Well, that's a great question, because there are two new Medicare taxes that apply to successful small business owners. One relates to your earnings. So it's applied to wages, but it's also applied to self-employment income, net earnings from self-employment. So any profits that you report, you'll be subject to the 0.9% tax if your earned income exceeds a threshold amount, and the threshold amount depends on your filing status. Then there's the additional Medicare tax on net investment income. So the tax itself is not necessarily imposed on your business income, because you're working at in your business actively. It's not a passive investment, so it's not investment income. But if you're successful, that's going to boost your modified adjusted gross income and trigger or increase the tax on your other investments.
And am I getting political by saying I love Medicare? I'm over 65, and I adore Medicare. And I can't wait till my husband reaches 65 in 6 months so he can go on Medicare.
Why is that political? It's just smart.
It is very smart.
That's not political. That's good. The good news is that your Medicare premiums, if you're self-employed, are a deduction directly from your income on page 1 of Form 1040. In other words, you don't have to itemize your medical expenses to take the Medicare premiums as a deduction. The bad news is it's not a business deduction, so it doesn't reduce your income for self-employment taxes, but it's sort of halfway good for self-employed people.
Yes, so don't be upset when you have to pay Medicare taxes. It's for the best. Any other last minute tips, Barbara?
Check on your state tax rules, because if in many states the rules may be different in terms of how you go about getting an extension, what you have to file, the deadlines and such. So, and also some tax rules may be different. Specifically, many states have different rules when it comes to writing off the cost of equipment under the Section 179 deduction and bonus depreciation. They don't necessarily follow the federal rules. So be sure to check up on your state tax level as well.
Is there a certain level where you recommend a business seller on eBay possibly not do their own taxes and bring them to a professional to make sure they're done correctly?
Well, it's really a matter of personal preference. I don't think it has to do so much with the dollar amount that you're bringing in, but rather your confidence and the amount of time you can devote to doing your taxes. Between 80 and 90% of all small business owners use paid professionals to prepare their returns. So don't be shy about using a professional. But with that said, it's really important for business owners to stay up on tax developments so they can make tax-savvy decisions in their business from day to day, especially if they only meet with their preparer once a year.
Where can a person find you, Barbara?
They can find me at BarbaraWeltman.com, and they can sign up for my free idea of the day. And
that's
get it. By email every day.
You got to get that free idea of the day. Thank you, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara. Great to talk to you. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Coming up, how to lose a buyer. How to lose a buyer. Next here on eBay Radio.
Want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCOMarketplace.com/eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents The Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.